you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold, it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garten Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Friday morning to you. How are you doing? Beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. Hello, fellows.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in our beautiful Music City. It's Friday. Weekend looks good for the most part, so I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Well, I mean, that makes us all feel good when you feel good.
No, it doesn't. But thank you for saying that.
Your words hurt.
It's not as much as this fist is going to.
Some of the discussions we have off the air, we were talking about, I guess, getting in fights and different things when we were growing up, and me, you know, getting voted.
That's a great. Yeah, I was going to say you have to tell this story.
Yeah.
On the air.
All right. So anyway, I don't know. I'm 6th, 7th grade, McNeil Elementary in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I was elected by the class to stand up to the class bully.
Right.
I don't know how the vote went.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did that election go? I'm guessing you didn't campaign
for
that?
Well, I think, so everybody's gathered in the hall watching. I'm going to stand up to the bully. I have maybe been in one fight in my life. I don't know. And that was with, you know, one of those little growing up type of things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I'm standing up to the bully. His name's Monty Honshell, by the way. Honshell, if he's still alive.
Okay.
Anyway, hope
he's listening. Hope he's doing well.
So I stand up to him. Everybody's watching, gathered around in the hallway. There's no teachers around, and I got all puffed up and everything. Well, if you want to hit me, go ahead and hit me.
So what happened?
Whack!
He hit you.
He hit me so hard that my brother hurt. and I'm down, and I
your unborn children felt it, right?
And then I go home, and the mom, the teacher, goes to the next day to the principal at the school, and so that was it. But anyway, how you doing, man? I don't know why we led with that. You know, one thing we should lead with, how funny has it been all week? We knew when the Titans schedule was going to be released, but when they're playing came out. Big news, obviously.
Sure.
Or what's been made to be big news by the NFL. And then we wait and wait and wait, and finally yesterday morning, the Preds playoff schedule. Now we know everything. Colorado Avalanche won the President's trophy last night.
Yep, congrats to them. And they've come a long way.
Yep, so... Anyway, the whole week, I'm just thinking the last 3 or 4 days, only the leads have been win for the Predators, win for the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know.
Yeah, the schedule's out, and we're gonna start on Monday. We're gonna play this puppy every other day until this series is decided. So game three will be Friday, a week from today, at Bridgestone. 6 o'clock start. Note the start time, 6 p.m. So that's obviously an early start for here in the Central Time Zone, but. Yeah, every other day, and I know the game on Sunday is TBD. Actually, every start time after game three is TBD, so we'll see how it goes, man. You know, I was thinking in the car on the way over here, and I think we've been talking about this, and I agree. You know, the Preds are kind of playing with house money here. You know, Carolina is expected, you know, to win this series. You know, if I had to pick a winner, I would probably pick Carolina, but man, I think we talked about this during the week. If the Preds can get a split in those first two road games, all the pressure's on Carolina. I agree with Charlie. I think he was the one that said that yesterday, because they're the ones supposed to be here. They're supposed to advance to the second round. And you look at the Preds, right? We gave them up for dead not that long ago, and now, you know, they're getting healthy. Saros is playing fantastic. They're getting the leadership that they need to get from guys like Yossi and Johansson et al. You know, the younger guys are stepping up. We've been talking about them all season. So, you know, if you're the Preds, and just judging by their body language and listening to them when they address the media, they seem pretty confident, you know, that they can do some damage in this series. I think it's going to be a long series. I think it's going to be a meat grinder. Carolina's a better team. I expect them to win, but, man, I would not be shocked at all if the Preds won this series in advance of round two.
Well, the Hurricanes, I was just looking at the numbers. If you bet for the series, the Hurricanes are minus 240. Mm-hmm. The Predators are plus 193, meaning if you want to, if you got $100, mm-hmm. You bet $100 on the Hurricanes, you win $100, you lose $240. Mm-hmm. Pretty much a prohibitive favorite in Vegas, mm-hmm. The Hurricanes, but that's no surprise,
right.
Carolina's a
terrific team. We talked about it all year, Charlie. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're big, they're strong, they're fast, they're physical, they go end to end. I mean, and, you know, the Preds have, the last two games notwithstanding, have struggled against them during the regular season. But, you know, I just like the collective look in the Preds' eye heading into this series.
Can I introduce a term to you guys that I think is going to be my key to this seven-game series? An investment in pain. The Nashville Predators must invest in pain for the Carolina Hurricanes from the opening puck drop from game one and beyond. The more hits you put on the high-speed, high-skilled, high-transition, fast-moving Carolina Hurricanes, the slower they will get by Game 4, by Game 5, and beyond. If you invest in pain, creating a pain monopoly under the investment services of Janot, Sissons, and Trennan, I believe that the Nashville Predators can get under the skin of the Carolina Hurricanes and can use that as an X factor. Fellas, in the beginning of the season, the major issue with the Nashville Predators was taking too many penalties because the guys in the lineup were trying to play too physical and were overcommitting and taking bad penalties, right? I hate to single the guy out, but he is the easiest example. Borowiecki, every time he tried to go put a hit on somebody, ended up in the box. Now, let me ask you something. Greg, John, since Janot has come up here with the Nashville Predators, how often have you seen him in the penalty box?
I don't know. Is he even playing?
Tanner Janot?
No, I thought you meant Borowiecki. I mean, he hadn't played at all. No, I don't know. Tanner Janot's been...
You missed the compare and contrast, obviously.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. I know what you're saying.
Right, he's playing a physical, hard game, but not committing.
Not going
to the box.
And not just playing a physical game, he's steamrolling fools all over the ice. Borowiecki might have had 2-3 hits a game and 2 minor penalties. Tanner Janot is getting 8 hits a night and contributing on the offense. His hits per 60 minutes is simply incredible. The Nashville Predators' fourth line right now is playing with such power and discipline that if they can maintain that, set the tone going into game one, and I said it, invest in that pain. Make sure Sebastian Aho is tired of getting up off of the ice. There is a perfectly clean way to operate like this. The seven-game series is magic. You go out there with a strategy to make the Carolina Hurricanes pay for every inch of ice, and you force them into the trenches. You introduce them to hockey trench warfare, and you have the opportunity to take down a giant in the NHL who everybody's going to pick, everybody's in favor of, and then the pressure starts to build. Everybody knows that, guys. If the Carolina Hurricanes, for some reason, were to drop game one on home ice, there would be a ton of conversation and pressure suddenly. And Rod Brind'Amour saying yesterday, coming out and giving his comments, and this is from Gentry Estes' column over in the Tennessean, saying that the Nashville Predators have a distinct advantage in this series. Do you know what it is, fellas?
Goaltending.
Crowd size.
Oh.
The Nashville Predators being allowed to have over 12,000 people at games 3 and 4, Rod Brind'Amour made comments about how effective the crowd was in inspiring the Nashville Predators in those final two home games. He was especially complimentary towards Pekka Rinne's night in net. Of course, that was an otherworldly, special, emotional evening, but the playoffs also bring that type of intensity and emotion, and the crowd is going to be much bigger. Well, over there in Carolina, they're only able to have 6,000 fans currently in an arena that holds 18,600, and we all know the storm surge, the bunch of jerks, the celebrations, that's one great atmosphere there. So Rod Brind'Amour and the Canes management, they have actually petitioned to the governor and requested to lift the attendance requirements for their home games coming up, and basically saying, hey, let's let the people celebrate the hockey. But Rod Brind'Amour was not only extremely complimentary of the crowd here in Nashville, but said it was an advantage for the Predators since they would not have nearly as many people able to come to their home games.
Yeah, that, I didn't realize that. 6,000, yeah, wow. Yeah. It's, of course, today is when it's left up to each venue in the state. However, their NHL parameters, and that's why what it's 12,000 plus.
Yeah, it's 12,000 plus.
Yeah, 12,000 plus. Mm-hmm. And, that's because that's an agreement with the health department of Nashville, the Preds, and the NHL.
Right, right.
Or it could be the 17,000 plus. The thing is, looking at these schedules, the playoffs start tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Capitals and the Bruins tomorrow in the East Division, Penguins, Islanders Sunday, the Central Division. We know about the Preds and the Hurricanes, and then Sunday, the Panthers, Lightning. In the West Division, the Avalanche and the Blues, they start Monday. Vegas, the Wild, they start Sunday. But the Scotia North Division, Edmonton and Winnipeg, the 2-3, not until Wednesday, and the 1 Leafs and the 4 Canadiens, not till Thursday.
Hmm.
They don't start their playoffs.
Well, when do you want them to start?
The disparity of it all.
Well, there's a reason, right?
Yeah, pandemic and games still to be played.
I was
right?
Say because the Edmonton Oilers are playing against the Vancouver Canucks tonight. In a regular season game. So there's no possibility for that division. That division doesn't finish their regular season play until Sunday when Calgary faces off against Vancouver. Yes, that game is moot, but it must be played. Fellas, there's one thing I wanted to mention about that particular caveat right there. There's one particular team that I think, and it definitely relates to the local discussion here, should be fairly pissed off about the scheduling restraints they were put under to complete the schedule by last Monday. And what the North Division has been allowed to do, playing an additional week past the original cutoff date. The Dallas Stars were made to play 7 consecutive road games in 12 days to wrap up the season, while the Edmonton Oilers and the Winnipeg Jets are still playing regular season games. I'm just saying, if my team finished 4 points out of a playoff spot and other teams were given such advantages, I might have a little bit of a gripe. Nothing will be done, and there probably won't be any formal complaints made, but seeing how the North Division has gotten a little bit of an advantage here at the end of the season, I feel the Dallas Stars might have got a little screwed this last month with that over-heavy scheduling and being made to go on the road to make up all those road games at one time.
All right, Predneck Nation, right, Charlie?
Ah, it's fantastic. We even had Chris Mason in the trenches.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic.
So good.
He ain't lying.
Hey, man, we were here at 2:30 in the morning getting that show done today. So, yeah, Chris Mason's even in the trenches with us today. It's the Battle of I-40. We've got people watching I-40 right along the mountain ridges. When those Caniacs try to come on into Fort Bridgestone, we're going to get those early awareness. So, yes, we are definitely dialed in with this Battle of I-40. I am speaking into existence yet again, a Winter Classic game between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Nashville Predators at Neyland Stadium. Once this playoff series shows everybody just how big time the Battle of I-40 can be, then we can get 100,000 screaming maniacs there at Neyland Stadium, and we can have ourselves a Winter Classic. I think that would be a fantastic idea.
No filler, no fluff, no company line, just a straight talk from the Renegades of Puck.
Titans yesterday announced that 5 of their 8 draft picks are now under contract. Cornerback Caleb Farley in the first round. Offensive tackle Dylan Ray Duns in the second round. Wide receiver Dez Fitzpatrick from the 4th round. And Racy McMath, also wide receiver 6th round. And safety Brady Breeze also. 5 of those still not done. 3rd round linebacker Monty Rice. 3rd round cornerback Elijah Molden. And edge rusher Rashad Weaver in round 4. We don't know where that story's still being written. But we do know that Farley, 4 years, $13.4 million fully guaranteed. So, you know, back in the day, not that long ago, they would, they had signed their draft picks like right before training camp, and they would always have that first round draft pick would be signed the day, if training camp started on Friday, it would be either Thursday or Friday that they would announce the first round pick, bringing in the dog and pony show, the first rounders in the barn, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm, well, now, mm-hmm. It's all slotted now.
Yeah. With the slotting, it makes it a lot easier. They can get these deals done a lot quicker, which I know makes coaches and GMs feel a lot better knowing that their rookies are going to get, be ready to go by the time training camp starts. Because if you don't have a contract, you can't participate in training camp. I remember in 2004 when I was still working in Pittsburgh and Roethlisberger got drafted, and you know it took him. They're probably about a week and a half maybe into camp before he finally signed, and it was every day. It was Ben watch every single day. You know, up I had to go on air. No news yet. You know, we're waiting, and then finally, you know, he gets signed and gets in. But like you said, with the rookie slotting now, the draft pick slotting, it just makes life a lot easier for teams. Get your picks signed, get them in camp, and get them going.
10 undrafted free agents. Remember I asked Jim Wyatt about when the UFAs would be released, and there's 10 of them. I'm not going to run those down except to say they signed a kicker, Blake Hauble out of Ohio State. I'm going to just tell you what, when he arrives in town, he's still not the best kicker in town. The best kicker in town's TSU's All-American.
That's right.
I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
Antonio,
I know.
The one who kicked the 63-yarder.
Yeah, I know you're not kidding. Yeah, that guy's legit.
Yeah, he's the best kicker in the state, probably.
Right.
So the three-day rookie camp today through Sunday. Other stuff to pay attention to, Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Leiter back in the rotation. That was announced yesterday. So it's going to be Rocker, Leiter, and Patrick Riley, who last Saturday pitched so well as they set Riley. So that's tonight at 6, tomorrow at 4, and Sunday at 2 at Ole Miss. We're going to talk to Ryan Callahan, so I'm not going to go get too deep in this one, but he's going to be joining us in a few moments from Knoxville. But a big weekend series with Arkansas. They're playing for the SEC championship, essentially.
Yeah.
Because Arkansas and UT are both 17-7. Vanderbilt is a half game back in the East behind Tennessee. So they play 5:30 our time, 5:30 today, 11 tomorrow. That's on SEC Network, noon on Sunday. The Sounds with a win last night, 8-2. They're up to 100% capacity, and everybody's going to get to see one of my favorite baseball players, Christian Yelich
here on a rehab assignment.
Yep. Of course, the 2018 MVP, the 2018 and 2019 National League batting champion, and he was runner-up in the MVP voting to Cody Bellinger.
He's a terrific player.
He is.
Terrific player.
And he's down on with his back. He hadn't played much this year. Well, they need to get him back because they're struggling offensively. So you got you got that as well. Also, Nashville SC at Real Salt Lake tomorrow night at 8:30. So a lot of stuff going on this week.
Yeah, and let's not forget the Lady Vols softball team. Big upset win yesterday over Arkansas. Yep. They're going to play Alabama in the SEC tournament semifinals today. So
yeah, that was huge.
They got the 1-0 win. Allie Shipman got the only run off a solo home run, and Ashley Rogers was fantastic pitching.
What, one hitter?
Yeah, one hitter. Yeah. I mean, she was, big upset win because, Tennessee's the 7 seed. Arkansas was the 2 seed. And now, they'll take on Alabama tonight. So championship game is tomorrow.
Well, that gets us going. Coming up at 10:25, our horse guy, Danny Brewer, horseracingscoop.com. Preakness is tomorrow. The news of Bob Baffert this week. Certainly a lot to get to with Danny. And coming up after this first break, we'll go up to Knoxville. Big weekend of baseball. You know, UT's a baseball school now. I didn't know if you know that. We'll be talking about that with Ryan Callahan coming up next. Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you know, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 49. Sunshine for Saturday, high 78. Saturday night, chance of showers, cloudy, lows near 58. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pug, John Barton, Crazy Charlie, hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Never a bad time for a good time.
No, not at all. Joining us on the F&M Bank phone line from, he covers that baseball school, the University of Tennessee.
And softball.
That's yeah, not, yeah, that's right. Got something positive. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How about that Lady Vol softball team? Big upset win. They got Alabama today. Allie Shipman hitting home runs, and Ashley Rogers, you know, just getting people out. That's been fun to watch.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's an upset, but it's never really a surprise to see the Tennessee softball team having success this time of year. It's been sort of the norm since the start of the Ralph and Karen Weekly era. So impressive to see them pull it off, and we'll see how far they can take it now. But this is this is definitely a team that's you know, playing some of its best softball at the right time of year.
Big weekend with baseball. I understand they're having a festival there this weekend. Food trucks and all kind of stuff, bringing in extra seating. I think they're going to have 240% capacity is what's they're allowing, right? Maybe three. They're going to, you know, they may even move it over to Neyland Stadium. It's that big of a game weekend with Arkansas. But seriously, they're a lot of excitement around this big baseball weekend with Arkansas in town.
Yeah, there is. It's as hyped of a series, and we talked about the Vanderbilt series a few weeks ago. That was obviously a huge deal at the time. But this one, another top five matchup, everything on the line, you know, potentially an SEC regular season championship could be decided with this series. Obviously, other teams are still in the mix, but these teams are at the top of the standings and have a chance to duke it out this weekend. And we'll see, you know, if someone can sweep this series, obviously it's going to be a huge leg up going into the final weekend. So the stakes are high and yeah, a lot of excitement, and especially with 100% capacity. There's a lot of Tennessee fans who haven't gotten a chance to go to games or have had a tough time getting tickets because of the limited capacity. A lot of people jumped into those tickets, and they were snapped up pretty quickly earlier this week when they announced it was going to be a full capacity crowd. So a lot of excitement about that, and a lot of talk that Peyton Manning will be throwing out the first pitch tonight before the game. So that's only added to what's going to be, like you said, kind of a carnival-like atmosphere for a baseball series compared to what we usually see there.
Yeah, and we've talked about it with you, Ryan. I mean, it seems like, you know, the folks in Knoxville have really gotten behind this team. And you know, this idea just kind of popped into my head, you know, with so many rumors about Tony V, you know, he's a hot commodity now. You know, this might be the year where you want to cash in, go as far as you can possibly go, because, you know, he may not be around much longer.
I mean, that's a concern. Danny White, you know, it's funny how these athletic directors sometimes get thrown right into situations they never really see coming. But his first test, you know, really might be, you know, forget the football coaching search that he just completed. We'll find out in a few years how good of a hire Josh Heupel was. But his first real test might be, can he hang on to Tony Vitello? Because there's at least a chance that an opening out there might intrigue him this offseason, and his name is going to be a hot one. And Tennessee obviously has some, they need to make some facilities upgrades. There are things about that program that still need to get done to keep Tennessee at the level it's at right now. And I'm sure that'll be part of the negotiations, and it'll partly just depend on what jobs are out there. But I think that's going to be a real concern for Tennessee fans, especially with the way this year has gone. And it's going to be a real test for Danny White to hang on to him if you know, another major SEC program or anything like that opens up and they go after it.
I'm still the jump. Did anybody see it being this much? Because I know it's his fourth year. First year, 29-27, 12-18, no NCAA. 2019, 40 wins, still under 500, third in the East, got an NCAA regional bid. Last year, obviously, no SEC, although they did go 15-2 outside of it. Did anybody – I can't imagine going – because they've been top five for, what, 2 months now, basically, top ten for sure. Did you see or anybody see it coming this quickly?
I don't think so. I think this is, by most standards, really really ahead of schedule. I think at least most people thought it would probably take him another year to get to that point. But this shows how you can do it pretty quickly. And in baseball, you can – You can do it if you have the right opportunities with, you know, scholarship numbers available. You can do it if you hit on those right choices. If you don't get a recruiting class ravaged by the major league draft, there are things that have to fall into place for it to get to this point. But I think you got to give that staff a lot of credit for the work they've done. And he talked a little bit about yesterday just how much work they've put in to get it to this point. And he said it's felt like a 4-year grind. But that's what you got to do at this level. And to their credit, everything they've done has felt like the right move at the time. And they've managed to make the most of their scholarships available. So, and now you see them recruiting at a pretty high level for 2022 and 2023. And they've kind of got it starting to build. It's getting to the point now that it can probably sustain itself again if you keep Tony Vitello. So we'll see where it goes from here. But I think this is ahead of schedule by most reasonable standards.
Ryan Callahan with us, GoVols 24/7. Ryan Callahan 24/7 on Twitter, joining us on the F&M Bank phone line. A couple things: football, the season opener moved to that Thursday night, September 2nd, against Bowling Green, the State University in Ohio, not my hometown in Kentucky.
That Bowling Green,
yeah, that Bowling Green, where our friend Buckeye Ken Weber went to school. But I think as much as anything, get it in that whenever it is, get a little more exposure with a non-conference game. But I think more importantly, it gives you two extra days to prepare for Pitt the following week.
There's a lot to be said for that. That's I think an overlooked aspect of moving that game, that you do have that chance to kind of turn the page on Friday, get your film review out of the way, and have some extra days at least for the coaching staff to get to work on that and start fully preparing for that game and focusing on whatever you expect Pitt to do. So that is a big help, I think. As far as the interest level in the game and things like that, you know, I think fans, it's a bit of a challenge for a lot of the fans that come in from Memphis and Nashville and everywhere in between to make it there for a Thursday night game. I'm sure a good number still will, but obviously a bit more to ask for them to come in on Thursday. I remember the same discussion coming up when Tennessee moved its 2016 season opener against Appalachian State to Thursday night. So you have these odd season openers sometimes, but I think it makes sense where this program is right now to get that sort of national spotlight that you get, even though it's an SEC network game. You get more eyeballs for that game than you probably would on Saturday when you're going against other quality games with a full lineup on a Saturday. So with where this program is, needing to build some sort of positive energy, get some buzz going. Maybe you go out there and you have a good showing under Josh Heupel in their first game against Bowling Green. You put up some points and you get people talking about the program again. So I think it's a good idea from that standpoint. And like you said, the added bonus is some extra game prep, a couple days to prepare for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Ryan, you basically, I was just about to ask you, you know, just, I know it's weird. It's one game. It's the opener. But, you know, how important is it for Tennessee to look good in that game, especially given when it is and, you know, the fact that it's going to be kind of a standalone game on the SEC network? And how important will it be for them to not only look good and win, but look good offensively? Because, you know, that's why Heupel's here.
Don't lose to Bowling Green.
Right, right. But no, not yeah, win, but also, yeah, like, look good doing it, especially on offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line, is just don't lose to Bowling Green. But, yeah, yeah. You don't want to put too much on the first game because, hey, this team very well could have some major kinks to work out still early in the season. I have no doubts about that. So you don't necessarily go in, I think, expecting style points, but if you get them, it would be really nice, I think, because that you do need to get, you know, again, people talking about what Tennessee can do on the field again, as opposed to, man, look how many coaches they've gone through over the past several years. Look at what the NCAA still might throw at them, or, you know, who knows where the investigation will be at by that point, or if it'll be wrapped up in some penalties self-imposed. But you want to get the talk away from that and more onto what Tennessee's doing on the field. And the way you do that is by impressing people early on and getting off to a good start. So, yeah, I think it's important. I think the main thing is just don't lose. Don't have that catastrophic loss like they did in 2019 against Georgia State. Mm. You can't have a loss like that early in Josh Heupel's tenure. I think you've got to keep it to where people are still feeling the program is on the right track, and an early loss can derail that. So that's the main thing, avoid an upset. But, yeah, some style points for that offense would certainly help and go a long way in recruiting, I think.
I want to apologize for this because I was the one who moved it off baseball to football. I want to move it back to baseball. One more thing that popped in my mind. In keeping Tony Vitello, obviously, there's financial concerns. How much will the facility, Lindsey Nelson Stadium, if it gets an upgrade, or am I seeing that Dr. Boyd, Randy Boyd, wants to build a stadium downtown, and Vitello wants to just refurbish, you know, Lindsey Nelson, fill out that left side, make it more fan friendly, more bells and whistles. I would dare say facilities is going to be a large part of this too.
Yeah, I think that definitely is. You know, that's one of the things Vanderbilt was able to do, obviously, early in Tim Corbin's tenure, to let him know they were serious about baseball by giving him the facilities upgrades that they needed and all those things. You know, Tennessee's going to have to make a similar commitment to baseball. To keep any big-time coach, I think you've got to be able to do that. There is some serious discussion, at least, of a downtown stadium. If you're not familiar with it, the Tennessee Smokies, which is a team that used to play in the Knoxville area, has been outside Knoxville and Sevierville for the past number of years, and they've got a nice stadium out there, but it's 20 miles east of downtown, so it's not really much of an option, and Tennessee doesn't play there on any sort of regular basis, the way some minor league parks will occasionally host games for other, you know, major college teams that are nearby. They don't usually play there. But if they move downtown, and there's some real talk of that, getting back closer to Knoxville fans, and Randy Boyd's already acquired some land near the old city, near in downtown, that if he can get it together in the next few years, there's at least some talk of Tennessee doing that. I think Vitello would like to have an on-campus stadium, though, as opposed to moving all home games there. So I think the idea would be, you know, maybe from his standpoint, I think he would maybe like to move there for a year or two while you essentially redo Lindsey Nelson Stadium on campus, and then make that a temporary home while you get your on-campus stadium right. That's obviously a long way down the road, and a lot would have to happen, but something like that, I think, is how Vitello would love for that to play out. So, yeah, facilities will be a big part of that discussion if and when it gets to that point. I think that's something Tennessee's got to start getting a plan on, because they've got to have something to present to Tony Vitello and say, hey, we're serious about doing this right. We want to keep you.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, if I'm Tony V, I don't like the idea of busing my kids, you know, downtown, even if it's only a few miles. I like everything, you know, nice and convenient on campus, so my guys can just roll out of bed and come to the ballpark and let's go. You know what I mean? So,
well, and part of the Lindsey Nelson upgrade would be what? More facilities, more weight, all kind of weight rooms, all
yeah,
of it. You know, you're just not going to build
one-stop shopping. Yeah,
you're not going to build just seats.
Right.
Right, that's definitely part of. Now they've done some nice little upgrades to Lindsey Nelson Stadium over the past 15 years or so. They've got as much as they can do with the current land. They've kind of got it built in under the stadium with their own indoor batting cages and things like that. A new clubhouse that or a relatively new clubhouse. So they've done what they can. But as far as seating, it's fairly limited still. And they're long overdue for some renovations to the press box and things like that. There's no elevator access to their press box, which is two stories above the ground. So you literally have to climb stairs. It's not really ADA compliant. There are things like that that are major issues that they need to really get fixed. So this has been a long-term discussion for Tennessee baseball. There just hasn't been enough momentum. There's been too many other projects at the forefront to get this fixed. Neyland Stadium, don't forget, is still in the middle of or in the works for a major renovation that's long overdue on the south and east side of that stadium. So how do you prioritize all that, and where does the money come from? That's always a tough discussion for athletic directors, and how Tennessee approaches that, again, is going to be pretty heavily scrutinized if Tony Vitello goes elsewhere.
You know, no elevator to the press box is not only not ADA compliant, it's not fat sports writer compliant either.
There is that.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you ever stick your head into the transfer portal and afraid that you might get sucked in?
Man, I think that's always a concern. Where does the portal end? I've always wondered that. Does it take you to another dimension, I love that they came up with that name, though. It gives us endless fun.
But, you know, obviously it's, I don't know, how many, 1,400, 1,500 in it? I don't know, something crazy number with that. But I guess that's a whole nother animal when it comes to securing your talent.
It is, and Tennessee has needed to get some players out of it this year, obviously, to make up for what they've already lost from it. They've seen both the positives and the negatives of the transfer portal this year, and it's going to continue to be a challenge for schools across the country. Obviously, the one-time transfer exception being passed is going to complicate things for all coaches, because now it shifts a lot of the power that's been, you know, in coaches' hands for so many years to the players. You can only do it once, but you can transfer once and be eligible right away. So a lot of these, you know, recruiting battles where players come down to a couple schools, now you got to worry if the first year for a player doesn't go great, he might just bail and go to the team he wanted, the other team he thought about going to, you know, after 1 year, if he doesn't like his playing time situation or whatever. And that changes the way you coach. It changes the way you put together your depth chart. It complicates everything. So, yeah, it's a tough deal for coaches, but that's the new world they're in. And, yeah, Tennessee's obviously added seven players from the transfer portal, still looking for more help. So, it's not going to end anytime soon, but this staff is needed to go there to kind of address some immediate needs, and they've already done that, especially on defense and at quarterback. So we'll see what else they get there, but it's given them some much needed help going into the 2021 season.
Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. You can follow him on Twitter at Ryan Callahan 24/7. Ryan, as always, thank you, man.
Enjoy the weekend, man. Thanks.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right, Ryan Callahan joining us on the F&M Bank phone line, where you can give us a call. We're wide open till the top of the hour, 615-844-5600.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That, paired with a cup of coffee, is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed: this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Middle Tennessee. Tune in to Bally Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizz tonight at 8 o'clock when they take on the Kings, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You'll want to tune in early, starting at 7:30, to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Franica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check your local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide. Or catch it right here on Nashville's home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports
I want to promote something really quickly. Just remembered it. I don't know how I would forget it. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. University Showcase.
Yeah.
The TSU segment starting out the hour. TSU head football coach Eddie George.
All right.
Will join us tomorrow morning, and we'll replay that later on in the week, next week, but everything. But
great.
TSU, it's their segment, and they booked him in their segment tomorrow. Eddie George at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Fantastic.
615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Steve-O?
Not much. Well, it's the last chance, regular season. Heading west today. Y'all going to join us? I got some extra tickets.
I would love to attend, but I'm afraid I have prior commitments.
Jeez. Come on, guys.
You're not heading due west, though. I mean, you go – where do you go? To Jackson and take a left? Go down through Bolivar?
They got a new bypass before you get to Memphis. I think it's a little quicker.
Okay.
So you don't have to go through Memphis because that bridge is down. But
yeah,
it's a good 4-hour drive, so it's not too scenic. But for some reason, we have a niece, so I guess she's not a college baseball fan. She decided to get married tomorrow in Fairview, so we got to drive back tomorrow for a wedding. I don't know what she was thinking there. But
yeah, Vandy's out of town at Ole Miss. I don't think that would be on her radar, quite frankly.
She's from Chicago, so I guess we'll give her some slack. So, but she grew up in a baseball family. So
Well, I mean, you're talking about a road game for Vandy. I could give you a little bit if it was home game, but man, come on.
At least it's not in the last week, couple weeks of June, when hopefully we're in Omaha playing. But
hey, if Vandy, I've already told these guys, if Vandy's in Omaha, we're going to be doing our shows from there. We're going to pack up the family and move to Beverly
Hills, that is.
Together out there. Schmitty's got a bed for you waiting on you.
That worries the heck out of me.
He stays in no-star hotels because it's a little cheaper. But anyway, it's good to see Leiter's back. So hopefully he's got a second win for the stretch here. So that doesn't surprise me. He's always, like y'all said, the freshman, or he's still considered a freshman in my eyes since he didn't get to pitch much last year. So
Yeah, Corp said that the other day in his press conference, Steve-O. He did. He said he's for all intents and purposes, still a redshirt freshman. So,
by the way, I did not see your tweet about the Adam Sparks tweet that you texted me before Corbin came on yesterday. Corbs came on. Listen to this. Of course, there's a lot of then that goofball to the east who comes on with Bill. But anyway, so. Apparently, Tim Corbin was doing an interview with Chris Lee, okay? Mm-hmm. And Adam Sparks retweets this. Tim Corby, in salty, sarcastic form when at Chris Lee 70, asked about rash of Vandy injuries. Corbin's quote, "We do have 50 full scholarships, so we can go out and grab anyone we want to play and pay for their education. Hell, I gave wife Maggie a scholarship last night, so we're fine."
Yeah. That was a fun tweet. Fun quote. Not queet. I mixed up quote and tweet.
Yeah, at least you didn't say twote. You all right, John?
No. How long have you known me? Hi, are you new? You know I'm not all right.
Hey, Steve, have a safe trip, man.
Appreciate you, Steve-O.
Right. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Let's take a break. Eric, you will be first right after it.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tout.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back. DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be sunny. We'll have a high of 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Saturday, sunshine, high 78. Clouds and a stray shower or thunderstorm Sunday, high 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Tracy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, were presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall right here in the Strike and Spare Studios. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know if you get to me the sports. I may wind up holding a break, but there were two stories I got to share with you guys. You probably heard about both of these stories that you probably get a kick out of when you talk about stuff in the news. Did you hear about the story about the woman who bought supposedly the winning California lottery ticket, but she says she doesn't have it because it got tore up when she washed her pants in the washing machine? And it shows a picture of her going in to buy a lottery ticket, but a lottery official's now looking through the camera to find out if she actually purchased, because she's either has to have a ticket or a photocopy of her buying the ticket or whatever. But I think the deadline for it to turn into the ticket was today.
No, I didn't see that.
that was this morning.
Good luck to her.
It was on Good Morning America, some other thing. But she claims she bought the lottery ticket, but it went to pieces when she washed it. She left it in her pants pocket. It went to pieces there. It shows a video of her buying the ticket. But they said if you're going to get the money, you either have to have the ticket or at least have a photocopy of her having the ticket. And the California lottery officials apparently going through that. But since the ticket was sold, I think they said if, you know, nobody, of course, claims it, it's going to go back, I guess, into California government taxes and everything. But they said the employees that did sell the ticket, I think, were supposed to get something like $130,000 apiece.
Mm. Wow. Well, that sounds like something that would happen to me, Eric.
But, yeah, that was the news this morning. And, John, you may have heard about this other story. This report on your station last night where there was a story about the top 20 places around the United States that have the best barbecue, and that there were no Tennessee cities.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. No, I don't know who came up with that.
Number one was New Orleans, Louisiana, and Seattle, Washington was like 7th, and Miami was the top 20. And it's like they said Nashville was like 25th, and Memphis was something like 46th.
Yeah, Vicky read the story on the news yesterday, and we're all just like, "What?" Yeah, so I'm not buying that. That's whoever came up with that has got bad information, because it's some of the best barbecue you'll find, as you well know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. In fact, I think there's some chef in Texas says, you know, are you kidding me?
Are these people
doing it on drugs or something like that?
Right. If the top barbecue's not in, you know, in Memphis or Kansas City or Texas or even Nashville, then we got problems.
Yeah, no, you're right, guys.
Nashville in like Southern Living and a bunch of different other magazines regularly beats Memphis when it comes to barbecue because of Martin's. Central Barbecue is now here. Peg Leg Porker, Adley's. They annually and consistently.
Patty B's considered barbecue?
No. Okay. That's the hot chicken genre.
And Central Barbecue just opened up in Hillsborough Village.
Yeah, and they're second place. They already have one in the Gulch, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my barbecue, man. Look at me.
The man knows his barbecue.
Hey guys, real quick on a tight schedule, guys. I tell you what, guys, I was not surprised that they got 3 primetime games. I thought that might happen. I was surprised the Colts schedule was through early. In fact, the home opener is on my birthday, which I'm real excited about.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You know, I'm looking forward to that, guys. But kind of the thing is, guys, but another thing I was kind of surprised about, guys, I believe, isn't this the third year in a row we end the season with the Texans in Houston? I believe that's the third year in a row, which that kind of surprised me.
At least the third year in a row.
You know, I really thought that the Colts would be one of the, either something like that last game of the year or at least one of the primetime games. And I also was kind of surprised that other than Seattle, we don't have any other 3 o'clock games. I thought we might get a couple. Like, for instance, I was surprised Kansas City game followed Buffalo, but I thought that might be a 3 o'clock game, or some of these other games might be a 3 o'clock game, but, you know, I guess the schedule's the schedule. And
well, Eric, I'll say is this from my standpoint. I want every game to be Sunday at noon. You know, I don't like late afternoon games from a working standpoint, and nighttime, primetime games are a pain in the butt, too. So
I get you. Well, guys, good talk to you. Y'all take care and have a great weekend.
See ya.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, I wash a Powerball. You ever lost a Powerball wondering if it was the winner?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No, that's my luck. I can't.
See, that would happen to me. Yeah. That would happen to me because I tend to be a little bit careless about those types of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've washed many a dollar bill, a $20 bill, a you know, an important piece of paper that I needed for something.
What's the most you've ever won on a pot? Do you ever scratch offs?
No, I've never won.
Never won.
I rarely play.
I won.
Like every time the Powerball gets like big, I was like, oh, you know, on my way home, I'm going to buy a ticket. I always forget to. It wasn't that long ago when the jackpot was like ridiculous.
Yeah, close to a billion.
Yeah, bunch of us at work like got in on it. Like actually, I think it was Bree. She spearheaded the whole thing. So I just Venmo'd her my share, and of course we didn't win. So
well, the most on a $2 scratch, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, I won $500 on a $2 scratch.
Nice.
And they pay you there. Anything over $600, you've got to go to the lottery office. Get this: what if you have a winning ticket for millions?
Right.
They say you can mail the ticket in, and we will honor. I'm not mailing the damn ticket to you. I'm not trusting the mail.
Hell no.
Let me put that. The
tickets in the mail? No, are you kidding me?
No, I would. That thing.
Some crooked mail carrier out there. It's like, hey, I got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but no, that would go into a safety deposit box.
Yes.
And then I don't know what I would do. I you know what? I would come here still every day if I won $1 billion. Not.
You're a better man than I am.
Not.
I mean, I'd call in every day from my condo on Miami Beach and be like, hey, fellas, what's up?
I wouldn't even know which condo I'm in. All right, coming up next hour, Danny Brewer, talking a little horse racing, your calls as well.
WPDQ Frankspurrow. On air and online, sports radio,
WNSR. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Home Depot and Target are the latest private companies to tell ABC News that its mandatory mask policy remains in place. CVS and Kroger say the same. The day after the CDC said fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask in most places. When it comes to children, former acting CDC director Dr. Richard Besser says outdoor activities remain safe for everyone.
Outdoor activities we're finding are incredibly safe, even without a mask, even if you're not vaccinated. And I'd like to see more encouragement for kids getting outdoors.
Gas shortages have moved on to Washington, D.C. and Virginia, where a gas station owner is blaming panic buying. Service is being fully restored as fuel is again flowing through the Colonial Pipeline after a cyber attack. House Republicans have voted in New York's Elise Stefanik as the third highest ranking member of the party leadership. This follows the ouster of Liz Cheney over her criticism of former President Trump's narratives about the 2020 election. Israel continuing airstrikes in Gaza. This is ABC News.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Better Day Movers is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Better Day Movers, serving Nashville and the surrounding area for over 5 years, offering a 10% discount for military and veterans. Call 615-775-2347. That's 615-775-2347. Better Day Movers. They're professionals who care.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite.
but you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Ball, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Hour number two, in about 20 minutes from now, Danny Brewer, horseracingscoop.com, will join us. Preakness is tomorrow, but obviously the news of the week is Bob Baffert and his mea culpa, where he apologized for doing something that it didn't. We'll let Danny sort it out.
He went from being a victim of cancer culture to be cancel culture.
Yeah. Cancer culture. You all right, John?
No, I'm not.
You're over there queeting.
You know what? You know what it is? I'm trying to do too many things at once. I need to slow down.
Yeah, you got
relax.
9 to 11.
Do the show.
You got 22 hours other than
you're
this.
You're right. You know, I need to focus.
What are you doing?
Just shopping? No, just stuff.
Are you just easily distracted?
Greg, my life is very complicated.
Well, you're making it worse.
I know. This should be your sanctuary. I'm copping to that. I'm trying to just relax, focus, do the show. I got a lot of stuff going on, a lot on my mind.
You look like you're ready to leave. Take your jacket off. Relax. Take your shoes off.
No, you don't want that.
Stay a spell.
So I'm good. I need to concentrate. He said he was the victim of cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And now he's basically, like you said, doing the mea culpa.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, I used it, but it was for dermatitis or something. What happened was. Well, Danny will sort it all out for us.
Hopefully.
Now we got to let Danny and Baffert. Have a good relationship.
Yeah, good relationship. They speak often, right?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see how much.
Did he have a chance to speak to him?
I haven't talked to Danny since.
Because I know Baffert did speak publicly over the last weekend.
Right.
So then he released a bunch of statements. A few other things. Before that, he went on Fox News and whined.
The Atlanta Braves. Are sure the heck happy they don't have to play the Toronto Blue Jays again. They got swept earlier. And where are they playing? The Blue Jays are in Dunedin, Florida.
Yeah.
And then they just lost again. So they went 0-6 against the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are all right.
They're a decent baseball team.
Good offensive team.
They got a lot of those second-generation guys, Vlad Jr. and Bo Bichette and, Biggio's kid, Kevin Biggio. So Dante Bichette.
Man, he was a good player, man. I was listening to the Braves game yesterday, on our station.
Right.
Riding around. And they had a stat. Dante Bichette had a career batting average of .299.
Wow.
You think one more hit or one more. I bet there was a bad judgment on an error. Instead of being ruled a hit, he probably got jobbed on a ruling. So he batted .299. He has a slugging percentage of .499. Can you imagine that would be the .299? If you could be a .300 career hitter,
oh yeah.
I mean, essentially he was.
I mean, that was one of Mickey Mantle's great regrets when he retired because he was so ravaged by injuries late in his career, and it affected him at the plate. He was always for a power hitter like Mickey Mantle. Yeah. He was a career .300 hitter. And I think his average ended up being like .296 or something like that. And, from what I understand, that bothered him the rest of his life because he said, I was a .300 hitter.
Yeah.
And the fact that I have to live with the fact that my career average is below .300, he hated that.
Well, when you're talking about batting average, obviously no one has hit .400 since Ted Williams, .406. When was that? Back in the 40s.
Yeah. Long time ago.
You know, he
Tony Gwynn came close a couple times. I think Larry Walker came close. George Brett. Yeah.
Yeah, I think George Brett.
He had a chance to, like, on the final day of the year. And he
385, I think he may have ended up. But, you know, that year, if you look, I think Cecil Cooper batted for the Brewers, batted 362, I think.
He was a terrific hitter.
That was, okay, not only was the second best that year, it was the second best of the decade. any other year of that decade, he would have won the batting title, except that one year. But Ted Williams, the story is he had enough at bats and he was over 400 and he could have set out the last game of the season that meant nothing.
Yeah, the Red Sox were out of it, right? They weren't going anywhere.
Meant nothing. And he said, no, I'm playing. Yeah, and I think he went 3-for-4. You know, he could have gone up and, like, gone 0-for-4 and batted 399 or something, you know. But, baseball and numbers. But anyway, the Braves.
I just remember the year, just real quick, I remember the year Miggy Cabrera won the Triple Crown. That wasn't too long ago, right? What was it, about 10 years ago or so?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the last one to do that.
Triple Crown?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say it's got to be Willie Mays or...
Carl Yastrzemski.
That's right.
Carl Yastrzemski.
That's right.
Here we are down Trivia Lane.
Yeah.
By the way...
We're talking baseball history, everybody. Give us a call. 615.
The Braves and the Brewers this weekend in Milwaukee. Here's you a stat. Corbin Burns pitched yesterday against the Cardinals. He opened the season with 58 strikeouts without a walk. Think of that. He had 58 strikeouts before he issued one walk.
Mm.
That's a major league record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. Gerrit Cole's having similar numbers.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's only walked three batters all year, and he's got, like, I don't know, upwards of 60 strikeouts already or something like that. But which is good because the Yankees can't score runs for whatever reason. You know, they've scored two runs the last two nights. Against Tampa, and they actually won one of those games. So,
yeah. While we're going around the horn, you remember the big deal about the cherry blossom trees that they had to uproot for the NFL draft to come? Remember there was a big rigmarole about that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
that they had to pull all, you know, down through along Riverfront Park, they had to pull the cherry blossoms up and maybe move them or they kill them, whatever, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
It was a thing.
Well, apparently it doesn't matter. For the Music City Grand Prix, they're having to kill 17 trees.
Wow.
You know, to be able to set up for the Music City Grand Prix.
That's sad. I mean, you know, as excited as we are to have the Grand Prix, it's going to be unbelievable having it here, especially by then. Everything's going to be back to normal. There's going to be just tons of people everywhere. It's tough to hear that some trees had to be sacrificed.
Well, but here's the deal.
I'm a big tree guy.
Yeah.
I love trees.
Yeah, well, you look like a dang trunk. You're the way you're built.
I know.
Like a tree stump.
I know.
Fire
hydrant.
Yeah, but...
mailbox.
The fire hydrant. Dogs come up to you? And,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dogs. I was wondering about that stains.
Dogs, women, you know.
Boy, he could really be bad now. But there is a story here.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to uproot 17 trees. They are planting 157 new ones around the stadium East Nashville.
Oh,
so for all you arborists out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was – I mean, they made such a big deal out of this. A couple other things. You know, I'm just going around the horn on things that, you know, I've had to you know, written down, but hadn't gotten to this week because obviously we're in the middle of the schedule releases, the playoffs, and with the Preds and everything. Innsworth, Sky Clark, did you see this?
Yes, I did.
Or maybe we talked about this. The five-star, he moved here from California, initially enrolled in Brentwood Academy, ended up at Innsworth, and then it was COVID, didn't finish the year. He's transferring to Montverde Academy. He's a five-star guard. Montverde is in Montverde, Florida, and just north of Orlando. It's a small town. It's a lot like Oak Hill Academy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote down some. I went to their website just to find out, well, where is it, for one thing. And they had a list of the people who have gone there. Joel Embiid, Francisco Lindor. Cade Cunningham, who, you know, may be the number one overall pick at Oklahoma State. Ben Simmons it's a, you know, they got the roll call of all sports. So it's, I just thought pretty interesting. They've won the national championship this past year, the mythical, I guess. But
yeah,
yeah, Sky Clark was here for a cup of coffee. Now he's gone.
Well, we can always remember the memories, right?
Yeah, he his first game here, I think he scored something like 50 plus points against Brentwood. So, and he also has a brother who is a top 50 player, a sophomore. He is also transferring down there. He was at Innsworth, too.
Hmm.
So, but anyway, Montverde has five of the top 10, 30 high school basketball players in the country. So just wanted to do that. Also, we didn't talk about the signing of Quentin Meeks either for the Titans. You know, he's with the Jags 4 weeks last year, couple weeks with the Chargers, undrafted free agent. It's played a little bit, but the depth that's coming, and we didn't touch on the undrafted free agents. They've, did you notice they signed two tight ends?
I did notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting tight end situation for the Titans.
One of them, Miller Forrestall from Alabama, had 23 catches, 253 yards last year, and the other one's from Kansas State. More accomplished, if you just go by awards, Briley Moore, second team All-Big 12. And he was also among in the runner-up category right around there for the Big 12 Offensive Newcomer of the Year. So two tight ends. You know,
yeah,
and a kicker. That's the issue. That the kicker.
That's been kind of a bugaboo for this team.
And Blake Hauble. It's spelled H A U B E I L. If I'm saying it correctly, Blake Hauble, Ohio State,
the Ohio State University.
He kicked in 50 games, 28 of 35, with a long of 55. Did not miss an extra point in his career. 146 of 146, but. It's interesting. They don't sign as many undrafted free agents as they used to. They would bring in 15, 20, sometimes 20 plus. They only signed 10.
Mm.
I don't know if that's just, you know, because of the not being able to go out and or have all the people come in or go out and see everybody. But I don't know. It's curious with that. 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Jeff, good morning.
Going on,
Greg. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention Sky Clark committed to Kentucky, right?
He's still committed. He's not going to decommit. So
yeah,
he's not going to decommit. He's going to Montverde, though. He's doing that. He should transfer from Innsworth. He's going to go to Montverde down in Florida. So
yep,
he's going to play there next year down there. So, but yeah, he pretty much said yesterday that he's not going to decommit, and he's pretty much a firm solid to Kentucky. He just wants to play another year of high school and then. And then move on to Kentucky. But I do want to ask you guys, I want to ask you, Greg, does Antonio for the NFL? I mean, he got All-American this year in SCS.
You broke up a minute. Could you repeat that?
Antonio Zeta, the kicker at Tennessee State, does he have a chance to get drafted? Or
you know, they don't draft kickers, right? Who did one get drafted this year?
I think one did.
And
yeah.
Then I think didn't the Colts draft the kid from Georgia last year?
Yeah, right. You go blinking.
Yeah, I'd say kid. Who knows? I mean, but the guy's got an NFL leg. I mean, that 63 yarder. I mean, and he's kicked. You know, I was just looking at what got me thinking of the stats for this guy. This guy has a long of 55. I think Antonio Zeta, he was named FCS All-American, meaning he was the best kicker in all of the FCS. I think he's had like 8 or 9 at 50-plus. I think he's had 4 or 5 at 55-plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm just curious. You think he would get a shot for age with somebody?
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, he'll be in a camp somewhere. Yeah,
yeah. I mean yeah.
Maybe and right I here.
Too, I mean, well, I mean, could be tight. It could be. I just didn't know where he would be. But I didn't ask you guys too. Did you guys hear what happened with the women's golf range on LSU?
Yeah, it was in Arizona, and they
the regional at LSU, the regional.
Was that wherever it was? They didn't let it. They said it was unplayable, and the top six teams by seeding got to advance. And if you were number seven, yeah, I saw the video of that, man. Those young ladies were, I'm surprised they didn't go up the steps and whip that guy that came out and said they weren't.
I was reading the story about it, and one of the coaches of the other teams was asking that guy on the committee, what can they do to be playable? And they said the first day that Monday that they started, that they, of course, I think they called it, maybe I don't know, an hour before, I think it was 11 o'clock whenever they called, they wasn't going to play the first day. And she said that about 12 o'clock that afternoon, the sun come out and was out all afternoon. They could have played over there on Monday. It was out from like 12 o'clock, like whenever the sun set, 7 o'clock, whenever it was. They played all day on when they didn't do it. And what I heard too is after they canceled it on Wednesday, the regional was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, played 54 holes. After they canceled it, they canceled the regional. Of course, some of the girls over there crying, the other team, of course, they couldn't play last year, COVID, and working up to all this point. But after that, about an hour later, LSU's men's golf team was on the court practicing.
They canceled that. They about had a riot. They about had a riot, and I don't blame them. I mean, they were showing some photos. There was some standing water, but you could just
about 7 inches up.
Well, I mean, they didn't have 7 inches of water. They got 7 inches of rain. You have those conditions. They play in those conditions all the time, you know. And you just lift, and you know, it's one of those where you can lift and place. You know, clean your ball and then place it. And they can mark those areas as basically what's called ground under repair. And they could have played. I mean, come on.
Well, it makes the NCAA, well, the LSU too, but it makes the NCAA look real bad.
Yeah,
makes them look just awful. But guys, have a great week.
You too, Jeff.
Baseball and softball. See you.
Bye, right. Jeff.
By the way, Antonio Zita, All American. I will contend he's the best kicker in the state, pro or amateur, this past year, 14 field goals. Of course, they only played, seven games. Mm-hmm. Eight field goals of more than 40, 50-plus, only kicker in the nation to have more than two field goals made from 50-plus at either level. And the 62-yarder was the longest kick in NCAA this past season. That would be fall, spring.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay.
What? I'm reading the press.
No.
Where'd that come from?
Remember the thing a while back?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It says right here, 62 yards. So it must be. Turn his microphone off. You're done. All right, I got it. All right, I got to do
on it. On the leaves, not the root of the problem. But whatever you guys want to do.
See, now we're all done.
I just am curious.
Now we can all just get out of here.
All right, see you Monday, guys.
You are a snake. You are a snake.
I am a jerk.
Yeah, let me tell you about this. Edmunds.com. You know, buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com, E-D-M-U-N-D-S, Edmunds.com can help. They've got tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. They got free online tools, can help you build your budget, calculate financing, get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking or you want to really refine your search. The Edmunds editorial team test drives more than 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car and vehicle on the market. All the top-ranked SUVs, trucks, cars, whatnot. What a great choice that is. But, you know, you want to get the best deal. Edmunds has something called the Price Checker. I've checked this thing. I've checked out the Price Checker, John.
Checked out the Price Checker?
Yes, I have.
Can you get a price check on the Price Check,
yes,
please?
Yes, and what you do, I mean, I've gone in there just looking. You know, I want to know what my car is worth, my wife's, mine, whatever. I want to know what yours was worth. Anyway, you discuss the convenience. I've looked at it, and the online free appraisal for your trade-in. That way, you know, if you're going to trade in, you know that you're getting the true value of what it is. Edmunds.com for 5+ decades has been doing all of that and more in the industry. Whether just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started for cars. There's Edmunds. Coming up after the break, it's been an interesting week in the horse racing industry. Not often does it lead when it's not one of the races. Of course, the Preakness tomorrow, the Bob Baffert issue. Danny Brewer, horseracingscoop.com, coming up next.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be sunny. We'll have a high of 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Saturday, sunshine, high 78. Clouds and a stray shower or thunderstorm Sunday, high 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, representative of Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. What's it saying? Always never a bad
never
time.
Never a bad time, yep. For a good time.
It is. It's joining us on the F&M Bank phone line, Danny Brewer, horseracingscoop.com. He is a Turf Publicists of America member, also a voter in the National Thoroughbred Polls published by the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. He's our thoroughbred horsing racing go-to guy, and not much to talk about this week.
No, pretty quiet week, right, Danny?
Bland. I mean, I don't know. What are we going to talk about?
Who knows? Welcome back to the show, by the way. It's great to have you back,
Danny.
On.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, get us up to date. The week that was with Medina Spirit and the steroid, and then Bob Baffert sort of goes on the offensive, and then he has his mea culpa, like, trying to explain all the thing. Get us up to date where it is with Bob Baffert.
Well, I think that where we're at right now is they're going to send a split sample to an independent laboratory. So what will happen is the stewards at Churchill Downs, they have provided the Baffords with a list of approved facilities, approved labs. So then what will happen is Baffords will choose one of those labs, say, okay, we'll send the sample to this lab or that lab or what have you. The sample will be sent, it'll be analyzed, they'll come back with the results. You know, so this is the appeal process is going on right now. So once those results come back, then the decision will be made. If it's over the limit, then, you know, the horse will be DQ'd. If it's not, then the appeal will stand and they'll leave it as status quo.
Now, if the horse is DQ'd, what happens then?
Well, then, because they're withholding the winner's share purse, so what will happen is Mandaloon, who finished second, will be elevated to the top spot. His connections will get the first place money. And, of course, second will move up, third will move up, that kind of stuff. So then it would be, you know, Mandaloon, Hot Rod, Charlie, Essential Quality would be the top three horses, and they would get, you know, their share of that purse. So right now the purses have not been distributed to anyone. They're withholding the purses until the final decision is made.
Well, and just from the first off, what is I mean, he said that there was, you know, lack of a better term, dermatitis, that he did use the banned substance betamethasone. It's an anti-inflammatory steroid. Is that possible?
Yes. Now here's the thing. It's not a banned substance. It's not an illegal substance. It's just there are certain limitations.
Oh, that's right.
When you can administer it, and, you know, and that kind of stuff. So it's highly possible. I mean, there's a thousand different things that could have happened. Now, what did happen, you know, I don't know. But there's a thousand different things that could have happened. It could have been some kind of cream that they put on for psoriasis. You know, the horse has a skin rash, so they put this cream on. Well, that could have gotten into the bloodstream. They may, you know, of course, you have certain limitations on when you're supposed to administer this stuff, and so long before the race, you're not supposed to administer it. Therefore, you don't have these samples. It could have been a number of other things as well. It could have been a sample from a different horse. You know, the samples could have gotten mixed up. It could have been something in the hay. You know, there are just any number of things that could have happened. What did happen? You know, I'm not really sure. Now, from the horse people that I talk to, horse trainers, one of them, he's Kentucky Derby winner, all that stuff, so he knows his stuff. He doesn't feel like this would have been anything that would have elevated the horse. It would have not provided him with a performance-enhancing situation where it would have put him up and made him better. It's just a case of where, you know, he won the race because he was the best on that day, is what I'm – that's my theory. And based on the people that I've talked to, I don't think that what happened here – would have elevated the horse. Now, is it an illegal substance, or were the limits above the what's required? Yes, they were, according to this test that Churchill Downs had. I don't think it would have helped the horse. I think he would have won no matter what, but that's, you know, if the situation had played out the same as it did with the break that he got and the trip that he got and everything like that, I think Medina Spirit still would have been the first one to cross the finish line in the Kentucky Derby.
Danny Brewer, you can follow him on Twitter at Sports Brew. He doesn't know how to spell sports. S-P-O-R-T-Z, Brew.
Well, I like Smyrna, that. Man. You got to remember
Yeah,
that,
he's from Smyrna. Yeah. you can follow him at Sports Brew, and also, obviously, the website, excellent website, horseracingscoop.com. I saw TMZ's reporting, and back in the day, everybody laughed at anything they reported, but not anymore. A group of Californians filed a federal class action lawsuit against Bob Baffert, calling a serial doper. They said it cost them a lot of money. And I'm sure a lot of people aren't too happy who had, Mandaloon and Hot Rod Charlie. Hot Rod Charlie, I had him across the board. He showed, so I got a little bit of my money back, made a little bit. But then that would have been moving him up to two, and I'd have made a good paycheck with a place in the show bet. But they certify, all the money's gone, right? And they're not going to get that money back. They certified, Churchill Downs did. But he's being sued in a federal lawsuit, and this is his fifth horse. There's going to be a question in a minute, Danny, but this is his fifth horse in the last year or so. A lot of people now who don't know the inside of the business are saying Lance Armstrong, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Bob Baffert. Is that fair?
I think no. Now, of course, you know, I'm a Bob Baffert guy. I've known him for a number of years. I don't think Bob Baffert is a cheater, okay? I don't think that. I don't think he belongs in the same company as those other people. I think things happen. Now, here's what I feel like Bob is guilty of. He needs to be maybe a little more cognizant of what's going on. He's got a large stable. He's got lots of horses. He's got lots of good people that work for him. I think he's got a great team. But at the end of the day, he's accountable for it all. You know, when the rubber meets the road, he's the guy that people look to. So I think that maybe Bob needs to be a little bit more cognizant of what's going on and you know, not expect any kind of special treatment. And not to say that he does. I don't think he expects special treatment. I think some people feel like he gets special treatment because he wins a lot, you know. But I don't think, me personally, I say no. Bob Baffert is not a cheater. He doesn't have to cheat to win. He's got great stock in his barns. He's got great horses. He knows what to do. You know, he's a great horse trainer. I don't think he has to cheat to win.
Yeah, and compounding matters, Danny, right? Just the fact that, you know, he goes on a national news network and says, you know, cancel culture, all this type of stuff, and then a day or two later has to come out and say, yeah, it turns out maybe something wrong or wrong-ish did happen, right?
Well, I don't think Bob has necessarily done himself any favors, you know, with how this kind of has played out. You know, I think that maybe it could have been handled a little bit differently. Of course, hindsight's always a 20/20. But I think that there are a lot of people who are upset at him because of all this stuff. And, you know, that's what comes with the territory. You know, when you're fabulously successful and you're at the top of the heap, you know, sometimes it can get lonely up there and you're going to be scrutinized. And I think that's what's going on here. Now, a couple of those things, I know one was, both of them were at Oaklawn, Charlatan and Gamin, those two that were registered as positives, they were overturned. Once the split sample was sent to a different lab, they were overturned. So of those five that the Pogues had mentioned earlier, two of those were overturned and found as to be, hey, no, they didn't do anything wrong.
And in the meantime, we have the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Yeah, there will be a race tomorrow, from what we understand, right?
Yeah, there's races today. You know, we got the Black Eyed Susan.
That's right.
For the fillies and stuff. And there's lots of good, the Pimlico Special. There's lots of good races today there at Pimlico. And then tomorrow, there will be the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown. You're absolutely right.
All right. Who do you like?
You know, I think that it's Bob Baffert's race to lose. You know, I think he's got the two classiest horses in the field. Medina Spirit has never been worse than second. You know, he's one of those horses where when you look at his pedigree, you're thinking, man, he's by Protonico. Protonico never won a Grade One race. This guy don't belong. What you talking about? But he runs hard every single time out. And he's never finished worse than second. So I think that he's right now. I mean, his Derby run was fantastic. So I like him. Concert Tour. You know, Concert Tour is a fantastic horse. He laid an egg in the Arkansas Derby. And when I say laid an egg, he finished third, you know, but some people consider that to be an egg. He was supposed to win that race. He's by Street Sense. Street Sense won the Kentucky Derby, won the Traverse Stakes, won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So he's got the bloodlines, and he's got the jockey, too. Bob's going with his go-to guy, Mike Smith, in the irons, and he's on the outside. He's in post 10, so I think that really plays in his favor. So I think that the two Baffert horses are the ones to beat right now.
Midnight Bourbon after that, and I'm talking about the horse, not the Pogue House.
I think it could be either way on that one, right?
Yeah.
Midnight Bourbon, very, very good runner, very, very strong runner, runs hard every time out. I talked to Steve Asmussen earlier in the week, and I asked him about the break because I think the break really hurt Midnight Bourbon in the Derby. He finished sixth, and that was the only time in his career that he's been out of the top three. So the break is not as important as what Steve told me. He said, well, you know, in a 10-horse field, it's not nearly as important as it is in a 20-horse field. But I think Midnight Bourbon will get away pretty good, and he's got one of those Ortiz boys riding him. So, yes, he's definitely a contender. There's no doubt about that.
Well, who do you give us somebody? I mean, I'm looking at the odds. I mean, the longest shot, 30-1, Dwayne Lucas, Ram, also 20-1, France, go to Ina? What is that?
Well, he's a Japanese horse. That's the mystery horse. Now, here's the thing. He's got Joel Rosario riding him. His last race, he ran over in Dubai. He's never run in the United States. But he's got Joel Rosario in the irons, and Rosario is one of the best jockeys in the country. He wins everywhere. As far as the Lucas horse, Ram, he's coming in off two straight wins. Now, he may be one of those bombers that can hit the board. Here's the knock on him. He's never run in a graded stakes race. He's never run in a stakes race, but he has won two in a row. He won on Derby Day on the undercard, and he looked fantastic in that race. So, he's potentially a bomber there, because usually in the Preakness, one of the new shooters, a guy that didn't run the Derby, is likely to hit the board. You know, and Ram may be the one. I like Rombauer. Rombauer is a horse that won the El Camino Real Derby. He finished third in the Bluegrass. He's got Flavien Prat riding. I love Prat. Prat is the best rider on the West Coast. Little French guy, man, he knows how to get it done. Actually, he's the one that rode Country House when they knocked Maximum Security down. So Prat knows how to get it done. He can get it done on big days. So Rombauer, that may be one of those horses who's coming in right. Like I said, he hasn't run since the Bluegrass, but which was in early April. So he'll be a little bit fresher, and he may be the one.
Well, you're all over the board, Danny. Give us the winners.
Concert Tour. I'm taking Concert Tour. Big Money Mike Smith. You know, I when I talked to Bob yesterday, he likes the outside post. You know, and if Concert Tour breaks well, and the key for any Bob Baffert horse is the break, because he's always a speed guy. You know, Bob grew up cutting his teeth in the quarter horse game, which quarter horse is like drag racing. You know, it's you run a quarter mile and bam, how fast can you get out of the gate and how fast can you get there? So Bob kind of, he's geared towards speed. And I think that if Concert Tour breaks well, and then he's got every other horse to the inside of him, and it's not a huge field, I think the Concert Tour is the one. That's who's going to win. So if we're going to go superfecta, and I know you love the superfecta poster, I'm going to say Concert Tour, Medina Spirit. I think the two Baffert horses are going to be there. And then I think Midnight Bourbon is tough and Rombauer. There you go. There's your foursome right there. And then we'll play Ram across the board just because he'll probably be huge odds. And if he finishes in the top three, you'll get your money back.
Yeah. By the way, did we just bury the lead? Danny Brewer with us, horseracingscoop.com. You said you talked to Bob Baffert yesterday?
I did.
And how was he spirit-wise?
Well, I think pretty good. You know, we just text each other back and forth, and I think that he's doing okay. You know, it's one of those things where I feel bad for him because it's like when Tiger Woods had the car wreck before. You know, I mean, when you're at the pinnacle, man, everybody focuses on you, and there's so many people that are quick to pick up that rock and throw at you, whether they know anything about you or not, or whether they just, that's how society is, it seems, these days, is everybody wants to throw rocks. And so, you know, obviously he's hanging in there, and he's doing okay. I mean, you know, when you're in the position that he's been in for so many years, I'm not going to say you become accustomed to it, but your skin has to get a little bit thicker.
Yeah. So he won't be at Pimlico tomorrow, correct?
No. He's in California. Jimmy Barnes, his trusted assistant, is going to be handling the horses and everything, and Bob will be attending to stuff out there in California.
Danny Brewer, you can follow him at Sports Brews, S-P-O-R-T-Z, Brew. The Brew being short for brewer, I guess, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I get it. at horseracingscoop.com. As always, Danny, great stuff, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Wish you the best of luck. Remember, you know, got a hunch, bet a bunch. Hey, back a horse and get paid. That's the name of this game.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny. See you, man.
All right, see you guys.
Knows his stuff, man.
Yeah, he does.
Lord, he knows his stuff. Yeah, it should be. I pay attention. Being a Kentucky boy, I sort of grew up with it. It's in your blood.
Yeah, it's in your blood.
I've been to probably 15 of them. So, in press box, I wouldn't go to the infield. You go to the infield, you see a lot of things.
You see a lot of things. Some things you want to see, some things you don't want to see.
There's some things you want to see.
There's some things you want to see. I see you working there.
Well, I mean, actually, I'm up in the press box. I've got my binoculars on the infield. They go, hey, the track's right here.
You're looking this way.
All right. Hey, we're wide open.
Hey, real quick, coming up after the break, the Carolina Hurricanes have fired the first shot in their playoff series against the Predators. I'm going to tell you about it after the break.
Man, what a tease. We'll get that next.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman alligator oil. Cayman oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say see you later, alligator, with Cayman alligator oil at mycayman.com. That's my, C-A-I-M-O-N.com. MyCayman.com.
Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Kitchens, baths, outdoor grills, and more. Give them a call for estimates at 615-656-8677. That's 615-656-8677. Like their Facebook page and follow them on Instagram. Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Your Nashville home remodeler, where Chad Bowles and his crew are wishing everyone a healthy and happy summer.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. dominated Darlington Raceway this past weekend for his third win this season. Up next is the Monster Mile at Dover. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. What's up?
All right, so the Carolina Hurricanes, at their official Twitter site, at Canes, blue check mark, the whole deal, tweeted, at mentioning the Preds at their official Twitter handle, at Preds NHL, the following. They tweeted at the Preds the following, and I quote, "Congrats on having the second best barbecue in the playoff field." So they have fired the first shot as we get ready for this playoff series to begin.
So they saying Carolina has the better barbecue?
Evidently.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They may be right.
But, you know, just
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
North Carolina barbecue's, you know, pretty famous.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But
one of the most famous would be Rodney Scott's.
But, you know, that's
hmm?
That's, you know, that's bulletin board material.
There it is, 52
minutes. Heinze's going to have the boys all fired up for that there, eh?
Yeah, I'm sure a bunch of kids from Western Canada and Finland give a damn about Tennessee barbecue versus North Carolina barbecue. You guys can all take the hooks out of your mouths on that troll bait. If they got you with that one, just wait till they really get ramped up. That Carolina Hurricanes Twitter feed is going to drive you guys nuts. They're good at it.
Don't go you guys. I don't know.
You're the ones doing a bit on it over here.
Yeah, John.
All right, I just thought it'd be some kind of fun and cute to say on a Friday. Sorry, guys.
rough producer this morning.
I tell you, it's a tough crowd, you know. I tell you, no respect at all.
But I will tell you this. Rodney Scott's Barbecue is one of the most famous barbecue places in the country.
Yeah.
It is,
yeah.
You know, so I'll just, it's in Charleston, South Carolina. No, you've got that discussion. You know, there really are the barbecues. There's, the ones Memphis, obviously, Texas, Kansas City, and North Carolina. Those
St. Louis is pretty decent,
right? Yeah, St. Louis, they got the St. Louis style rib, but it's not known necessarily for its barbecue. It's more known for its Italian food. St. Louis, strong Italian.
Was not aware.
Yeah, strong Italian.
Okay.
So,
well, there you go.
There you go. So,
and listen, Nashville barbecue is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
It's pretty darn good.
We've got some, you know, Martin's. Well, we can run down the list. Everybody knows who the barbecue. And these little hole-in-the-wall barbecue places are the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like growing up in upstate New York. You can go to a little hole-in-the-wall place and get the best chicken wings you ever had in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what we do in upstate New York. We do chicken wings.
Yeah.
That's our thing. That's our jam.
That's our jam.
That's our jam. That's right.
Splash Cleaning is on the air, saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute brought to you by Splash Cleaning. For all your cleaning needs, call the professionals at 615-968-1196, 615-968-1196. That's Splash Cleaning on the air, saluting our troops and veterans and the people who care. We'll go ahead and take an early break here. If you want to get some phone calls in after it, please call us, 615-844-5600.